You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
I'm not going to play it, Paul.
Play it.
I don't think we can play it. First of all, Halloween is over. It was yesterday.
Right, fair. We're obligated,
but
I think.
You're though. Obligated to play the damn... All right, here, just a second.
He did the match. He did the monster.
1962 is when that song came out. And there's still this, like, obligation.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to play the damn Monster Mash.
Every radio station, every party you go to, Halloween, trick-or-treating, it's blasting from houses.
Let's get over it already. There was a guy on Instagram that spent, I swear, it was probably 10 minutes, and I got sucked into it, and he was just complaining about Monster Mash the whole time. He's like, oh, the Monster Mash.
Yeah, that guy's voice. I mean, what is that?
Horrible song.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It stood the test of time somehow.
1962. Well,
hard to believe.
Goodbye, Bob Y-Rocktober.
Hello, November.
Hello, November.
Bob, you had a good run in October.
Bob Y-Rocktober.
Yeah.
He started Wausau Financial Systems.
That's
Bob
right.
Y-Rocktober.
That's right.
Well, welcome to November. It's the first of the month.
Yeah.
Bone Thugs.
Yep.
All right, let's get on with it. Episode number 64.
Yeah.
This is the Wausau Business Show. Now, here are your cow tipping, ice fishing, polka dancing, beer brock frying, cheese curd loving hosts, Ryan and Paul.
One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh, yeah, alright, don't stop the dancing. One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh, yeah, alright, don't stop the dancing. One more time, we're gonna celebrate.
A little Daft Punk there.
One more time.
Yeah, I like to hear that. Wake me up a little bit.
Hello, Wausonians. It's the Wausau Business Show.
Oh.
With your friendly junior regional middle managers waiting for a promotion. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
And we are officially WBSing.
Let's do it. I love WBSing.
Pretty good feedback on the old Harry Colcord episode last week.
Yeah, it was great to hear that. He was an excellent guest,
a lot
man.
Of people liked hearing from Hair Bear.
You think we could have done 2, 3, 4 hours?
I think it could have gone on a lot longer.
Me too. Yeah. We'll have to have him back.
Well, who's coming up this week?
We have BC Kowalski from the Wausonian coming in to talk to us. It's a little one of those dual interviews we're going to do.
Yeah, simulcast. He's going to report on it in the Wausonian, and we're going to give him all the details about what's going on with the cobblery.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
Right downtown Wausau, the HT Cobblery building.
Famous HT Cobblery.
Breaking news coming up. And we have a friend of a friend competition finalist coming up, Paul.
How exciting.
We're going to hear from them. Yeah. And who else we got?
One of our favorites, David Anthony Hummer, is coming back to the studio today.
World-renowned artist David Anthony Hummer, the executive director for the Wausau Museum of Contemporary Art. But more importantly right now, front and center, is he's about to bring the Wausau Club back to life after 25 years.
Yeah, we got to find out what's going on, what the latest is.
We already did the interview, and it gets quite emotional, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
The guy is in a little bit of a tough spot. He's drummed up all these donations to renovate the place, the historic place.
And he thought it was fully funded.
And now he's still short. He can't finish. And he's going berserk.
He's going berserk. It's very dramatic. I mean, he's tied to it.
I'm not. I mean, this is emotional. Like, it's serious.
Right.
And so he's coming in and he's going to have a plea, an emotional plea.
I mean, I worry about David a little bit. That's how tied into this project he is.
Yeah, it's tough stuff. Yeah. But we're also trying to get Chad Franzen and Mark Holly on together one of these weeks.
Oh, so wouldn't that be fun?
Four of us can geek out about Wausau weather.
Yeah, we love Central Wisconsin weather.
It's the best. Good small talk, too.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can't small talk with a meteorologist about the weather, who can you small talk with?
They have to be expert small talkers, come to think of it.
Hey, yeah, huh? This weather, huh?
I'm glad you asked.
They're standing on the shoulders of the great Tony Schumacher and Howard Gronetsky.
Oh, yeah. Legends in Wausau meteorology.
Chad Franzen and Mark Holly. We were talking to Chad, and he talked to Mark. And Mark's actually kind of a neighbor of mine and ours.
Yeah, he lives in the neighborhood, which is cool.
He didn't do the pumpkin this year, I heard.
No, he usually gets that thing up to 2,000 pounds or something ridiculous.
Yeah, but can't wait to have them in. Chad Franzen and Mark Holly, two of the preeminent meteorologists in Wausau.
And the four of us can geek out and WBS on the weather.
Yeah, that'll be coming up. I wonder what the barometer is doing these days, the barometric pressure.
I don't know. That's a good question. I think they say when it's low, higher chance of rain, and when it's high, you get nice sunny skies.
Sure, great. I'm sure there's more details to the weather forecasting than just that, though.
I told you I'm just an amateur.
I love a good storm. Yeah. I'll take a snowstorm. I'll take a thunderstorm.
A hailstorm.
A sandstorm.
Ooh, now you're thinking outside the box. Sandstorm.
Sandstorm. Remember them from the 90s?
Yes, I do. How could I forget?
You couldn't go to a club in the United States and not hear that stupid song.
Yeah, I hear it in the background. I guess you're supposed to dance.
Speaking of storms, there is a dark cloud over David Anthony Hummer.
Ooh, yeah, there is.
But in all seriousness, we're going to hear about how he is just so close to bringing this Wausau Club back to life. And it's an important thing for everybody in Wausau to hear because we got to get behind this guy.
Yeah, he's so close he can taste it, and we want to do anything we can to help.
So we'll be right back with David Anthony Hummer to hear all about it on the Wausau Business Show. In the meantime, it's exciting when Daft Punk plays at your house.
Daft Punk is playing at my house, my house. I'll show you the ropes, kid, show you the ropes. Got a bus and a trailer at my house, my house. I'll show you the ropes, kid, show you the ropes. I bought 15 cases for my house, my house. All the furniture is in the garage. Well, that punk is playing in my house, my house.
We are Wausau, Wisconsin, USA. Home to NFL legends Dave Craig, Jerry Wunsch, Jim Otto, and the man they call the Wonder of Wausau, Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch. This is the Wausau Business Show with JV backup quarterbacks Ryan and Paul.
What does it take to run a successful business? It takes incredible courage to start at the beginning, incredible grit to achieve success, incredible determination to sustain results, and incredible perseverance to leave a legacy. But most importantly, it takes an incredible local partner dedicated to helping you achieve your goals. At Incredible Bank, we are that partner. Let us help your business do the incredible. Incredible Bank, member FDIC.
The Wausau Business Show.
Ryan and Paul.
Your cheese curd.
Cheese curd loving hosts.
Broadcasting somewhat live from Wausau, Wisconsin,
USA,
home to the kid with the best mullet in America, according to USA Today and some sort of mullet judgment organization. This is the Wausau Business Show.
It's a hell of a mullet.
And now David Anthony Hummer is here with a serious conversation.
Yeah.
David, are you ready?
David.
All right. Okay. You ready, Dave?
I am ready.
Okay.
He was born ready.
All right.
I was born free. Okay. As free as the wind blows.
There you go. I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Anthony Hummer.
Hello.
And ladies and gentlemen, Heather Becker.
Yes, hey. He brought a guest. Yes. Great.
Hi, Heather. Heather Becker is the managing person, the manager of the Wausau Club. Right, Heather? Is that events events manager?
Director
of events.
Program.
Okay.
You almost got it.
Yeah.
That's good. That's perfect.
Perfect. So we're really close to the Wausau Club National Historic Building. It's on the National Historic Building, National Register of Historic Buildings. This place is iconic. It's a slice of Wausau's history. And you have been involved in that building for a decade now, right?
Correct.
And you started the Wausau Museum of Contemporary Art. We were there. You were on episode number 2 of the Wausau Business Show from the second floor of the Wausau Club, Wausau Museum of Contemporary Arts. We went up there, and it was in shambles at the time when we were up there.
Yeah, it was in a sad state.
It was like we were walking into a time capsule. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And since then, that was like a year and a half ago or so. And since then, you've been raising money and renovating the iconic Wausau Club to reopen as an event space for all of Wausau to participate.
Yeah. Correct.
And what kind of motivated you? Remind us, what motivated you to want to do this in the first place?
Oh, let me think back.
It's been a while.
You know, it's. I'll try to keep it a short story, but people forget. The Chicago Institute, third largest museum in the world, started with a small handful of artists that would show their work, do workshops, and open it up to the public. And it grew and it grew and it grew. The money came much later, as they expanded and continued to grow.
Yep.
So it's not crazy that someone would open a museum in Wausau and utilize such a historic, beautiful building that looks like a museum to really facilitate the entire community in their want to know what's going on in the rest of the world without necessarily having to travel. There's an older demographic here that they've been to the big cities. They've done it all. They've seen it all. They've lived in the big cities. They're back here. They're retired. They don't really necessarily want to drive to Chicago anymore.
Right.
They don't want to, but that doesn't mean that they've turned their minds off and they don't want to see what's going on in the art world.
Yeah.
And so, that's one reason. That's one demographic. The other was I needed this place when I was a teenager living here in Wausau and going to Wausau West High School. Go Warriors.
Go Warriors, yeah.
it's one of those things where, be the mentor you needed when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And this museum has introduced so many high school students and middle school students to internationally known artists that I bring in to Wausau directly for the receptions of their solo show, or 15 artists on a national level that are doing a group show.
Yep.
These aspiring artists within our own community can meet these people, and it becomes very tangible that it's not a crazy dream for them to want to pursue a career in art.
Yep.
And so that was my thinking.
You are a world renowned artist as well. So you obviously have a passion for it and have had a passion for art in general your whole life.
Yeah. I've literally devoted my entire life to the arts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm 62.
Happy birthday.
I'm a little tired, mostly in the morning.
Yeah.
But, it's bigger than that, okay? Wausau, for the last 10 years, is in what a lot of people my age kind of, and for lack of a better term, a lot of the middle-aged shakers and movers here in the city believe that we are in the middle of a renaissance of this city.
Yeah.
And we need venues like this to attract, and we are doing a great job, by the way. If you read the article that Tim White had posted from the Visitors Bureau, we're always like in the top 10 most desirable and kind of hidden gem places for people to move to.
Yeah.
And a museum like this just is another shot in the arm. It's another feather in our cap to give people a reason besides the outdoors, which is phenomenal, to come here and lay down some roots and really enjoy a city that's is growing in the right direction.
And the Wausau Club on the second floor of the Wausau Museum of Contemporary Arts is going to be an event space in this beautiful museum.
Correct.
And it's bringing back the luster of the iconic Wausau Club, which was an institution for many years, and many people had events there and weddings and proms and junior girls and everything else.
I've been to all the above.
What's the one, Newman? The Peppermint?
Peppermint.
Patty. And so you're reopening the Wausau Club now, and you've been generating all these donations, and I want to talk about that because you're close. We talked about, you know, a couple months ago where you got everything ready to go, and it was just this last leg, the last mile. Right. You're right on the goal line of getting everything ready to go, and the elevator broke down, or you didn't have access to the elevator. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, the elevator, you know, it was kind of a, it's not a funny story. It's kind of a
sad story.
Sad story. Yeah. That state codes are going to change for elevators in the next year and a half in the state of Wisconsin, where every elevator that's in commission with the state is going to have to be brought up to current day code.
So all of a sudden you collected all this money and you thought you know, we're going to finish this project, and suddenly $250,000 or $300,000 came up as a bill.
Right.
And you have no choice.
And we have no choice.
Otherwise,
well, we could just replace a motherboard and try to get her going that way. But it's literally what Otis told us, you know,
Otis the elevator company.
Yeah. It's literally throwing money away because it's all going to have to get updated
anyway.
Okay. So it's an antiquated elevator. And
well, it's from 1982 or something, right?
84, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was one of the things that really set us back. But, you know, we've overcome that, but we're still just a little bit short. It's so exciting. We got some great donations. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you've already donated, I can't thank you enough. This has been such an uphill battle. You know, with all of the development that's going on, especially in the nonprofit sector in the city, it's exciting, but the pie is very small. So we are fighting tooth and nail for every penny that we can get.
Right.
We need right now $100,000 to complete this project. We've got contractors ready to go. We need $100,000. Okay. Tiling the bar and lounge floor, the men's and women's room, and basically ordering our bar equipment and installing, and we are ready to open the door.
And so you're planning.
We have it booked all the way through from December of this year until, I think the latest booking is November of 2026.
And we talked about the catch-22, and you can't open and start earning all that revenue until you have the money to finish.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so we need people's help right now. If you've donated in the past and you want to see the museum keep going and you're excited about the Wausau Club reopening, please open up your pocketbook, open up your heart, make this happen. $100,000. We have 6,000 followers on Facebook between the Wausau Museum of Contemporary Art and the Wausau Club. 6,000. If everybody gave an average of $20 tomorrow, we could get her done.
Mm-hmm. And the clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking, ladies and gentlemen. I've got 5 weeks. 5 weeks.
Wow. Until the first
event.
The first event has been already booked, and you don't want to have to cancel that.
Correct.
What event is it? Is it a wedding?
Right now we have the ribbon cutting on December 4th, and then we are working with the Wausau River District for a holiday market, for Kids Day, for Santa, and
wow, some cool events.
Yeah, going very in there. Cool community events for the chamber.
Any weddings yet?
We do have weddings for 2026.
Okay.
I'm guaranteed that I can book a lot more once I've got that open and people can really see it flowing.
And Heather got hired just to run these events.
Right.
And poor Heather, she hasn't been able to run any of these events because it's not open yet. When was the date that you initially planned on opening, but you had to postpone because this elevator came up and some other things? But you had originally planned on opening when?
Originally, I believe it was August 1st,
yeah.
And one thing led to another, and it just became a meltdown. So until I could drum up more funds, which I did. And thanks again to the community and to Incredible Bank that has worked with us and is helping us to the nth degree. I can't say enough about the people at Incredible. They truly are incredible, and this is not a paid endorsement. So you know, one thing led to another, and all of a sudden it became October 1st, and now we have bookings, and we are starting our cash flow, and we are literally $100,000 away from being able to complete this and open the doors. And, you know, everybody wants this in Wausau. Everybody that I've talked to
wants it
so badly.
I was in there a couple weeks ago, and you were doing a walkthrough with a couple, and they got emotional and were brought to tears because the last time that they were in the venue was their wedding date.
Oh,
correct.
And they were literally crying.
Yeah, a lot of emotion tied to this place. If you were handed $100,000 today, how long would it take to complete? Like, how much construction time are we looking at?
We will use every day of the next 5 weeks to get that door open. So, okay. Yeah. And I've got people ready to go to do it that are literally banking on the fact that we're going to be working round the clock.
Wow. And David, you know, I know this because I've watched the project develop. And obviously, Paul and I have been there, you know, when we interviewed you from the beginning. I know that you have personally donated quite a bit of your personal funds for this project at times too, right?
Yes, I have. I believe in the project as you do. And, you know, I thank you for everything that you've done.
Yeah. But you haven't taken any salary out of any of these donations for the Wausau Club.
No, there's never been a paid employee, including myself, until we hired Heather, because she has the technical experience to run an event space.
Right.
I don't know anything about that.
But Heather,
I'm just a silly painter.
Heather's an old pro.
Yeah, she was
an
old pro running the Jefferson Street event space for a decade. How long was that, Heather?
Yeah.
10 years.
Yes.
A lot of experience with that. You know, people don't know this, but your money comes from selling your art, right?
Correct.
And so
teaching.
Yeah, and teaching. And so the museum is going to be endowed, and all the profits from the Wausau Club event space are going to go to the museum to create an endowment. Can you talk about that? Just remind people.
Correct. You know, that was part of the original business plan in 2016 that I submitted to the city and was unanimously voted in favor of by both City Council and Economic Development Committee. And it's where the Wausau Club gets renovated, and all the revenue that it generates trickles down to the museum so that it can continue bringing international and nationally renowned artists to the city of Wausau. Now, I can't say enough about this, that this museum has literally changed people's lives right in front of our faces.
As will the Wausau Club when it reopens.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, so many people have experienced the Wausau Club, and it's been so long since it's been open. And I can guarantee you that it is more beautiful right now than it has ever been, and you will not be disappointed. It is a premier space that all of Marathon County and surrounding areas can be proud to be connected to and have the availability made to them to have their functions there and their parties and their weddings and whatnot.
But
it's been over 20 years, right?
It's been over 20 years.
And you guys have been trying to raise money for this from the beginning. You started construction before you had all the money that you needed to finish.
Right.
And so it's been a bit of an emotional roller coaster for you.
Little crazy, little hectic.
Because you've gotten to all these points in the project and you're like, okay, well, we've come this far. Now we need to raise more money. And that has been a little bit of a wild ride that I'm assuming has given you high blood pressure.
It's got to take a toll.
A couple of ulcers.
Yeah. see that.
But you're not...
I try not to worry. You know, I know I've said this on your program.
But you're not joking about the ulcers, are you?
No.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people in this city that believe in this project that have donated so generously. And sometimes it's not the amount, it's who it is and what they could spare. We are asking, you know, an average of $20 per person to make this happen from all of the people that believe in this. I've said this on your program before, that I think when your heart is in the right place and you're doing the right thing, you're guided. I fall backward with my arms wide open, and I know it will come to fruition because it's meant to be. And I know a lot of people believe in that, and I need your help now.
Yeah. And that's why you're here.
Yes. Yeah, it's the last time I'll ask. I swear to God, it's the last time.
It's now or never.
You'll hear from me, asking for help. I'm a pretty independent guy.
Well, it's not easy for you to ask for money. I've learned that about you.
Yeah.
So what are the big foundations, and Heather's patting you on the back now here. What are the big foundations that have given so far?
Well, you know, right from the get-go, the BA and Esther Greenheck Foundation was first on board. And I can't thank them enough because, you know, other foundations then look to see who's stepping up, and they're so well respected. I think Pam Jackson, Sandy and Brian, just phenomenal people. The Community Foundation came into play. Tim Parker, Kelly and Michelle, thank you so much. You guys are phenomenal. And then we had a really heavy hitter, the Ray and Marie Goldbach Fund, which is from Marathon Cheese in Marathon City, stepped up and knocked one right out of the park for us. I nearly fell over, which was a huge, huge push in a positive direction for us. We've had the Gallagher family step up in a huge way, and I can't thank them enough. They give and they give, and they're involved. And just like me, I want to keep adding to the community that I believe in and that I love.
And what's interesting is that some of these foundations, though, won't give until others have given a certain amount.
Yeah, right? It's a bit of a catch-22. We've got one more foundation right now that's poised to give. They can't give until February, which doesn't help us right now, but it will in the long run because it will help us knock down our construction loan. But what they're asking then is that I get two more matching grants before they'll take it to their board. And, you know, I'm not going to name names or anything. These are awesome people, and I can see exactly why they want me to do that. But it's kind of it's one of those catch-22s where, you know, you thought you were going to get the grant, and then you're kind of put off until you can find even more money to get the initial ask of the first grant. And here we are, we're stalled.
And that's why you need to raise the $100,000 to be able to get the next amount of money from the other foundation.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a real kind of web.
It's a conundrum
you know? Yeah, it's been a huge learning curve about how this works in the nonprofit world for me.
And yet this is all a 501c3. The Wausau Museum of Contemporary Art and the Wausau Club itself is all part of a 501c3 nonprofit.
Well, technically, the Wausau Club is, yes, it's part, right now, it's part of the Wausau Museum of Contemporary Art, but we're going to end up separating it so that it becomes its own S Corp, and then it will actually pay rent to the museum and then donate all of its revenues, its net revenues, to the museum. It just keeps everything
clean,
you know, for the IRS and everything.
How many people have actually donated so far? Donated to the Wausau Club
specifically? The Wausau Club, unfortunately, it's what, Heather? A few handfuls of people. In all sincerity, if you can donate 10, if you can donate 500.
Or 100,000.
Or 100,000. We do have naming rights available. If anybody's listening to this and has fantasized about the idea of actually naming an art gallery in a museum after themselves or somebody in, you know, loving memory, we do have those options available. We've got the ballroom naming rights available, the stage naming rights, the bar, the lounge, the pre-function bar on the first floor. We also have smaller ticket items like the custom designed and manufactured, artisan manufactured benches that are incredibly cool that, you know, if you've been to the museum, you've seen them. Those are available for $5,000. We'll have a plaque made and they will be attached to those benches in perpetuity for the life of the museum.
You know, it's difficult for me personally because I have given everything that I possibly can financially. So it's difficult to come to that conclusion. And I personally am with you in support of asking people to donate.
Thank you.
Especially being so close.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so close.
And there aren't, you know, there's one last option. You know, I've been talking with people about this, you know, hard money lenders. I'm sure you've heard of those, but it would be kind of ridiculous.
Like loan sharks?
Sort of. Okay. You know,
Repo man or
pay exorbitant, you know, fees for a loan. And, you know, it'd be a short-term exorbitant fee loan with super high interest. It's not in the best interest of the museum, but at the same point, if that's what I have to do, that's what I have to do. I really believe that people in this community at this point, understanding that we are 5 weeks away from opening the museum and we're asking, we are genuinely asking for your support to make this happen. Help us build this and open this together.
Yeah.
Well, I think WASA can rally around that. I mean, if we can't rally around this WASA, what can we rally around?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good project.
There are different ways that people can go about this too. I prefer that people come in and if you're interested and make a little bit of time this week or next and drop off a check at the museum directly. Otherwise, if you go through our website, WMOCA.org, and you go to the support, you know, donate button,
It takes a certain percentage off,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, websites these days, website servers, they take a percentage. You know, we really want to make good use of every penny that's donated.
Absolutely.
I know you texted the other day, and I mean, it really felt, I felt your desperation. I said, well, you got to come on and talk about where you're at, because you were pretty emotional about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I still am.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's been one hell of a ride. You know, number one, I never thought, sorry, I can't believe the day is this close to opening those doors. This hasn't been just a dream of mine. This has been a collective vision since starting the museum. So many good people have surrounded me and stepped up and worked their butts off to make all of our events, all of our exhibitions, internationally known. We are so respected in the international art world. You don't have to take my word for it. Just start a search on you know, the internet, and you're going to see that the rest of the world knows exactly what we're doing here and is blown away. And mm-hmm. artists from all over the world are so honored to exhibit with us. I want to be able to keep doing that. You know, there's what's called an economic impact that museums and places like, you know, Lee Aukey, right? They do a phenomenal job. They know what this means. Economic impact, the CVA, we all have our niche of how we immediately create revenue for the downtown area just by having our doors open and drawing visitors in. Those visitors, museum visitors, art visitors, will spend 60% more than non-art people mm-hmm. within mm-hmm. the immediate community. And the numbers are pretty astronomical when you start looking at the studies that the NEA does, which is the National Endowment for the Arts. Again, you don't have to believe me. You can look it up. It's in print. They have to supply the feds every year with their reports so that they can get their federal monies to disseminate to the states. We don't get any of that money. I've never asked for it. I've never wanted to be a burden on the state. I've never wanted to be a burden to my community. I don't dip into the hotel tax.
Room tax.
Yeah. Because I know how small the pie is, and I know that there are many nonprofits that have been here long before I that depend on that portion of their pie to continue doing what they do. So this is the only time I'm asking for a little help. And this Wausau Club will allow the museum to become self-sufficient, and we'll never have our hand out again.
I mean, the Lee Aukey Woods and Art Museum has so much money in their endowment. It's tens of millions of dollars. I mean, is that a avenue to explore or not?
You know,
do they donate to,
you know, that I wouldn't even begin to understand how a museum would do that.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they are operating off the interest of their endowment.
Okay.
So, and I do believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 million. I don't know the exact number, but you know, that was set up so that they can do what they do.
And
we don't have an endowment. We want to build our own endowment through future donations and through all the revenue that these events and weddings and everything will happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're rooting for you, man.
What else can we? What else can we say? We are in full support. They can just drop off a check. They can call you. They can call Heather. They can stop by. They can go to the website. Anything else? Final words in conclusion here.
I know we can do this together. You know, I would be so excited to wake up tomorrow to find out that
an angel.
I'm George Bailey, and you know,
I don't want to give you another ulcer.
And it's a wonderful life.
Yeah,
yeah.
Heather,
very well said.
You know, you've worked with David for over a year now on this all. Can you just kind of speak to the emotional toll that this has taken on the team?
David has so much passion for Wausau and for the historic building that the Wausau Club used to be for the community and his passion for keeping the Contemporary Art Museum going is astounding. And his passion just ventures off into everyone else he touches. And we just want to get it moving.
It's a real treasure that we have here
it
in Wausau.
It absolutely is.
We're all lucky to experience it. And we can get it back up and open. I think Wausau can do it.
Open up the Wausau Club. Open up the place that is on the National Register of Historic Places. It's one of the most historic and iconic places in Wausau. Mm-hmm. And you're just trying to get it across the goal line here. Well, we wish you all the best.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
David Anthony Hummer and Heather Becker, everybody.
Yeah.
Please come back with good news.
Yes.
Well, I just heard the news today. Seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes, begin to pray, then tears of joy stream down my face.
To the Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
For over 130 years, Ameriprise Financial has helped millions of Americans retire on their terms by providing advice for their unique goals. Stop in today at Strongbridge Wealth Advisors, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Advisors, LLC, and develop a customized plan for your retirement. Call Strongbridge Wealth at 715-849-3697. Office is located at 2711 Stewart Avenue, Wausau, Wisconsin. Visit us online at strongbw.com. Not FDIC or NCUA Insure. No financial institution guarantee. May lose value. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hello, my name is Maureen Carlson of Greenfire Management Services. Greenfire is a trusted local commercial construction manager. Greenfire provides detailed and innovative services so you can focus on growing your business. We're all about helping companies and communities thrive, so Greenfire is pleased to sponsor the Friend of a Friend competition to support the continual growth of Central Wisconsin. Contact us today to discuss your next construction project. Learn more at greenfire.com. That's greenfire.com.
The Wausau Business Show.
Give me a red, baby, but I still get the misses. Instead of lines, three dots, but I can connect them. And if it ain't right, baby, you know I respect it. But if you need time, just take your time. Honey, I get it, I get it.
All Wausau, all the time. It's the Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
And here we are with BC Kowalski.
Hey, BC.
BC, are you there?
Nice to see ya. We're here from you.
How you been?
I'm good. Just rocking the Wausauian, my friends.
Yeah. How's that going? How long has it been now? Like a year?
No, it's been about 7 months. And yeah, I've grown pretty significantly since I left City Pages.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Yeah. Former editor of City Pages, now entrepreneur and editor. He jumped into his own thing, the Wausauian with BC Kowalski. And BC, you got any breaking news?
Well, I hear a building that you own is now for sale.
Yeah, we put the cobblery up for sale.
What's up with that?
Well,
where do we start?
Yeah, where do we start? When did we buy that? Years ago now.
A couple of years ago, yeah.
And we thought we were going to put a nice restaurant in there with a rooftop.
Beautiful restaurant, supper club themed, rooftop, the whole deal.
And when we bought it, we kind of had the financial picture moderately in focus.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought we'd pull the trigger on the building while it was available. Thought that part was smart.
The timing was right.
Yeah. At least let's acquire the building in case it works out.
Right.
And we got it.
Mm-hmm.
rezoned, as you know, from the city of Wausau, and we went through all that to get the zoning right to be able to put the rooftop up there.
Right.
Did all that, and then the financial picture continued to develop in terms of how much we would need to invest.
And by develop, we mean continue to grow.
Yeah. It kept going up.
Yeah.
And we tried to skin the cat, if you will.
Yeah.
Six ways to Sunday, to mix metaphors.
Yeah. We love doing that.
And kept going, okay, well, what if we made the rooftop smaller?
Yeah.
What if we made the restaurant smaller?
What if we have another tenant in there?
What if we have two tenants in there?
Right.
What if we put something in the basement that people could rent and two tenants?
Maybe like an arcade.
Really smush the rooftop so that only a few people could be up there at once. And, you know, we just didn't want to start any restaurant. We wanted it to be kind of a tourist attraction to attract people that came into town to Granite Peak in the winter, to attract them to downtown Wausau. That was the goal.
Yeah, we had specific plans for it to make it really special.
And it's going to be an iconic supper club in downtown Wausau,
which we're lacking.
And, you know, we just couldn't get over the hump of, like, all the banks that we were dealing with. We love our local banks.
Yep.
And but they ultimately all said, hey, you're going to put too much money into this building, and there's not going to be enough leverage for us to give you the money to do it. And it was either scale it back to something that we didn't want to do,
right?
We didn't think would be attractive enough to do, or to pony up a shitload of money of our own that just kind of would be
like a donation.
And we're like, okay, well, maybe we'll donate the money and make the project work. And then we couldn't figure out how to do that either.
No.
It was kind of a, you know, we I don't know how many different iterations of it we did to try to make it work. And it just ultimately couldn't at this point in time. So now we're sitting here going, well, do we want to just rent it out for the next 5 years until we can afford to do it? And we're like, well, no, because we don't just want to be landlords.
Right.
So let's take another run at it maybe in a few years with a different building or something.
Sure. We haven't given up on the idea, BC, but this particular building with the particular plans we had in place, it just wasn't financially viable at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Again, unless you're donating it to the people of Wausau, which was always part of our plan, we wanted to do it for Wausau, you'd never be able to financially make sense out of that.
And we even thought about donating the building to the community foundation to try to do it in a way. And then we were like, okay, well, can we get grants?
Mm-hmm.
And boy, we were very sensitive about wanting to ask for TIF money, because if you go to the city and ask for TIF money, you know, taxpayers get sensitive about that. So we didn't want anybody to feel like we were taking money away from the tax base.
Yeah, we get negative backlash for that.
But we were willing to do that. And even if we would have gotten the TIF financing and some grants, it still wouldn't have been enough to do, because ultimately we wanted to have something like the old fashioned that's on the square in Madison.
Madison, yeah.
Are you familiar with that place, BC?
I'm not, no.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool supper club vibe. I mean, like a straight up Wisconsin supper club. All the historic, you know, things that we celebrate about Wisconsin supper clubs would have been in it. And maybe someday we'll still do it. I don't know. But that's where we're at.
I'm hopeful still. I'm hopeful.
Well, let me ask you, you said that the dream is still alive. Is the supper club the important part, or is the rooftop the important part, or does it have to be both?
Well, we tried to do it without the rooftop.
I'm just saying, if you do for a new location, is the rooftop like a deal breaker? Is it?
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I think we thought that this location would be great for a rooftop because it overlooks the 400 block.
Yeah.
Right. But we even analyzed it and said, what if we don't do a rooftop at all? And then it was still the build out because of the building. It's an older building. And for us to remodel the building, it was like, okay, well, what if we tear the building down and rebuild something new? Would that make it affordable enough? And any way you sliced or diced it, the economics of it, and Paul's a very good economist, as everybody
thank
knows.
Thank you.
Just, you know.
Didn't make sense.
Didn't seem to work out.
Yeah.
Did I wanted to ask you, did interest rates play into this at all? I mean, I know in 2001, we had like rock bottom interest rates, and those have climbed a lot, starting to come down a little bit recently. But did that factor in? I mean, it must change the expense ratio at least a little bit.
Yeah. It all played in.
It all played honestly. In. But I think the number one thing was like, hey, you're going to create a building that's worth, let's say, $3 million.
and you're never going to be able to sell it for $3 million once you create that building. So the banks were like, we think that you can only sell it for $1.5 million.
Right.
And so we can only give you 1.5. And so there was ultimately a gap always of too much. This also isn't our full-time job.
Correct.
So we looked at it. We said, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
Thank you, Kenny Rogers.
And we folded.
Yeah. Had no choice.
What do you think is going to become of the Cobbler building then?
Mm. Well, there are some people that are interested in parsing it out and just subletting different spaces, which could have been a viable option for us. We just didn't want to put up, you know, just anything that people could rent and then have tenants and us be landlords. That's not something that we were interested in doing. But I think that whoever takes over the Cobblery building could definitely wind up putting two or three different businesses in there. Or they could build up. Yeah. You know, if anybody really wanted to the most bang for their buck out of it, they would put condos there because that would be the highest density, probably ROI for the space.
That makes sense. And that was Compass's original plan back in the day.
At one point it was.
Yeah. And I think they couldn't
I guess not condos, but I think it was apartments.
Yeah.
The goal.
If somebody had enough money, and that's what the ultimate, I think, problem was like, if you had a real developer, because we're not real developers.
We just play one on TV.
Yeah. If somebody could put mixed retail space on the ground level and then build up and put apartments or condos in there, that would be the best use of the space, I think, from an ROI standpoint. But it would also take a significant
investment,
upfront investment. And that's just not what we do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
So,
well, it looks like if someone's got 800 grand in their pocket, they can have themselves a nice corner building in downtown, eh?
Yeah, it's a great location.
Yeah, we're not looking for too much of a return on our investment in the property, but no. It is a premier, obviously, location in downtown Wausau. It's beautiful. What's his name over there? Wanted to retire anyway. Terry. Owned the Cobblery, the iconic Cobblery, was ready to retire. He obviously had been going out of business and retiring and having his retirement sale for years.
10 years, probably.
And so that was a positive, I guess, that came out of our ownership.
Yeah, we got a little negative pushback when it was announced that the Cobblery was finally closing, as if we pushed him out. But I can tell you this. He did tell us, I gotta get out of here and someone needs to nudge me a little bit. So he was kind of happy about the situation. It was time.
Yeah. But who knows?
Makes sense. Well, anything else that you guys wanted to put on the record about the project?
Nothing other than we're going to back away from the project for now.
For now.
And hopefully we'll be back sooner than later.
Okay. Well, if you ever have any other news you want me to interview you about on your own show.
That's how we roll.
Well, you texted and you wanted some information about it, so we said, well, why don't we all just talk about it together?
Yeah.
I'm all about it. It's great.
Yeah. It's fun. Yeah.
Hey, have you heard what's going on at Granite Peak with Greg Fisher and the fact that he's out as general manager at Granite Peak?
No, I haven't.
What about Wausau Tile? Have you heard about that news?
Ooh, I heard something about that. Yeah.
Yeah, Wausau Tile
got sold yesterday. Or this week, yeah.
They announced it this week?
Right.
Yeah, I'm part of a new leads group, and I'm picking up some pretty good tidbits from it.
Nice. Well, you got anything else for us?
Got any rumors?
Rumors? Well, positive. I heard Bull Falls opened its tap room now.
Yes, oh. Bull Falls Brewery is back.
They're back.
And they have better beer, I heard.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I guess I didn't try enough duplicates to know the difference, I guess. But my understanding is they took took the reins off of them in terms of you can buy whatever ingredients he wants to make the beer, but it's otherwise the same recipes, I guess.
Okay.
He can just go higher quality if he wants. That's what they said. So I don't know.
Well, we'll have to go check that out.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw some pictures. It looks beautiful.
What do you think of what do you think of the founder being 20% leased? That seemed my sources tell me that's low. What do you think?
I heard it was at 80. You heard it was at 20?
That's what T-Wall said to Mike Leishner. At least he said pre-lease. I don't know what that means. I guess you heard 80%, huh?
I heard 80, but I believe your sources more than mine.
Probably.
I'm looking out the window at it right now. It it looks beautiful.
It looks nice. Yeah, I think they did a great job on it.
I do think 20% sounds low, though, to answer your question.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Well, it's not even open yet, really.
Right. That's so true. Hopefully, that'll jump up quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was like, you know, he used the term pre-lease. I assume that means pre, you know, before anything is people signing the lines before it's even finished, you know, so I don't know, but.
Yeah, it's almost ready to open, it looks like, though, by the looks of it, right outside of Hom Furniture. You got a great view of Hom Furniture if you've got a corner unit.
And you can furnish it conveniently from next door.
right over there. All right, BC. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Appreciate it, Ryan. Thanks,
BC.
See you, man. Bye.
See ya.
BC Kowalski, everybody, from the Wasonian.
Always good to talk to BC.
Great guy.
Can exchange rumors and stories. And he's always got an insight that not a lot of Wasonians have, no pun intended. So no one told you life was
going to be this way. Oh, the clapping.
Yeah, the clapping is always everyone's favorite. Yeah.
A friend of a friend competition.
It's a great theme song for it. We're stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. But I'll be there for you. I love it. I'll be there for you. All right, nail it. Great jam.
Oh. All right, so now we've come to this moment in time where we have to call one of the finalists of the Friend of a Friend competition, Paul.
Yeah, we're getting close to wrapping that up.
$10,000 is on the line.
Wow. If
all you got to do is recruit the most number of people to live and work in Wausau, Wisconsin. Bring your friends, bring your family.
Coworkers.
Move them to Wausau, Wisconsin, USA, and you win $10,000.
Whatever it takes, let's do it.
Let's call one of the finalists.
Okay.
Here we go. Brian,
this is exciting.
Let's see what his final total is.
Okay.
You've reached Brian Otten. Please leave a message after the beep.
Oh, hey, Brian. It's Ryan and Paul calling from the Wausau Business Show.
Hey, Brian.
We are calling to check in on the Friend of a Friend competition leaderboard. You were one of the finalists. We're calling to see if you're going to win that $10,000, but must be present to win. So sorry, Brian. You're out.
Missed the call.
We'll try you back later.
Yeah.
All right, let's call one more finalist. Let's see. Friend of a Friend competition.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
We have this guy answers. Tim, let's see if he answers. Let's see if this guy. Let's see what he's done for Wausau lately.
Right.
Hello.
Tim.
This is him.
Yes, you are a finalist on the Friend of a Friend competition. You you submitted an application. We're checking in to see how it what your tally's at.
How's it panning out, buddy?
Okay. Have you recruited any individuals to move to Wausau, Wisconsin, USA?
I have.
How many?
I've one for sure.
You've got one.
I've got one.
He's got one.
You're on the board. You're on the board, buddy.
He's on the board. All right. What are the details? Who is it?
His name is Dan Hetzer, H-E-T-Z-E-R.
Okay, I'm sure he appreciates you spelling that out for everybody.
Yep. Oh, I know you're going to.
We're on the air.
Okay, we're live. Well, anyways,
we're live.
And, Dan was living in Madison. They used to live in Wausau.
Okay.
10 years ago, both him and his wife got jobs in Madison. He lost his job at Land's End from a downsizing, and he's like, "Hey, do you know anybody?" So I got him connected with my next door neighbor who works at Greenheck that works in kind of the area that he works. And like, long story short, within a month, he accepted a job at Greenheck, and they are currently building a house right by in the South Mountain.
And they're adding a house to the community.
Wow. Yeah.
They are building a new house that is currently being built.
That is great for our tax base.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You, Tim. All right. Yes.
Well done.
Okay. He's up for it, everybody.
He's always been a connection maker, Tim. You've always been good at that.
Yeah, you're a finalist.
I try, Paul.
Yeah. So you're only up to one, though.
I'm up to one.
Okay, all right. That's a finalist. We got Brian's trying to call back now in. I think he's trying to.
Oh, we could.
What's the top right now? I got to see if I can.
Well, we're
getting
updates
today.
We're calling all the finalists today because we need to check in on the tally board. So you're the first one we called. So as of right now, you're number one.
Yeah, as of now, you're top spot.
Oh, anybody else. I wouldn't ask anybody else. I think it was over. I'm the first.
A smart competitor.
$10,000.
Here we go.
Greenfire, builders of the future.
Yeah, they sponsored it.
And Strongbridge Wealth Advisors sponsored all this. So, we are not going to tell you what the other people are at on the leaderboard, but there's a few other people, and whether or not they actually have closed the deal, we're going to find out momentarily. But we'll be in touch within the next couple of weeks to invite you in for the official
announcement.
Awesome. All right. Well, hey, I'm on the board. That's all that counts. I did my part. I wish I could have gotten more, but I did my part.
You're on the board, buddy.
How are the Warriors looking?
The Warriors had a nice season. They had a great season. Finished 5-5. Lost to perennial state powerhouse Heartland Arrowhead.
Oh yeah.
But it was a very good year.
You gonna donate any of that $10,000 if you win it to the Wausau West Booster Club?
Oh,
absolutely. I know they'd love to get bleachers in the back there. I'd like to at least donate one seat with my name on it. So,
attaboy.
Not more. Right. Not more. I would love to get my name on a bleacher for somebody to sit on.
That's a good goal.
All right. Yeah, romantic. All right, Tim. Yes. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Tim.
You guys are the best. See ya.
All right. We'll see ya. So Tim's on the board.
All right. He's on the board.
Yeah.
Let's see what Brian says here.
Yeah, Brian's eagerly calling back.
Yeah. He was on call waiting, and I didn't answer.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Brian, how you doing? How are you coming? What's the leaderboard looking like in the friend of a friend competition?
I think, let's see. I'm plus 5, and then minus like 1.5, I think.
So. Okay. Well, he's an honest guy.
Oh, wow. We will not tell Tim.
Plus 5.
Okay. There's one other person that is in the running, and we will check in with her next week to see how many she's up to.
And where we stack up.
Yeah, because we have 3 finalists. Brian, you are one of the finalists. Tim is also in the running.
Right.
He's not quite there where you're at these days.
He's on the board, though.
But he's on the board. And next week, we'll hear from Julie.
Yeah.
And hear where she stacks up and how she stacks up against you, Brian. Wow. Wow. 5 minus 1.5. I won't even ask. Is it a short person or?
No.
Children?
My half week spent in Wausau all the time.
Oh, yeah, because you're only living in Wausau half of the days now. So you kind of half of your time. I see how that works. But otherwise.
Fair. We'll be back, though. We'll
yeah. Otherwise, you got a few on the board, huh?
Yeah. That's only 5 from Darlington.
That is awesome.
That's right.
Okay. Well, we're going to invite all the finalists in person to award the grand prize in the next couple of weeks. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, sir. Have a good one.
Nice work, Brian.
Bye. Friend of a friend competition. We extended it in the finals. I mean, this is going to be a big deal.
I think what we've seen is it takes more than 3 months or even 6 months to really make that happen. I mean, moving takes a while. So this is impressive. We're about 9 months in and we've got, if I'm counting right, 6 people between the two leaderboard.
And then we'll see what Julie.
Yep.
Boy, God, and moving sucks. Isn't it the worst part of life?
It is the worst.
It's one of the worst things in life.
Yeah. So to convince someone to move is not easy.
Moving and cancer.
Yeah, they
I don't know about that.
I think one's a little worse than the other, moving sucks.
Right. Well, we're moving on.
Let's move on.
Before we leave, in honor of Chad Franzen and Mark Holly coming up on the Wausau Business Show, hopefully, Paul, we're working on that interview. Would you care to give the weather for the week?
Absolutely. The weather is looking like, I'm going to kind of go off the cuff here. The weather is looking very fall-like for the coming week. We'll see temperatures in the 40s. We might touch 50 by midweek. Be a slight chance of rain Tuesday and Thursday.
Any snow in the forecast?
There is possibility of snow, I've heard, by next weekend.
Do I need to cover up my mums?
I'd cover up your mums or pull them out of the ground at this point.
Well, all right. On that note, then, until the next episode.
Yeah.
From high atop Rib Mountain, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau Business Show transmission.
The end.
Sayonara.
That wasn't so bad.
Things are looking up. I don't know what that means.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. And life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, I pull out my fiddle and I rosin up the bow. The kids are asleep, so I keep it kind of low. Thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day for good, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't think it very good. So I fiddle when I can and I work when I should. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
Wausau Business Show Transmission. Allreiz reserviert 2025.
Oh, I love your podcast. It is awesome. Let's
keep doing what you guys do.
Yeah,
boy.
You
betcha. This crazy caller Brian from California.
The Mint.
Wausau Business Show is on the radio to talk about the gardens. Whoa, whoa, whoa. From Monk to just the salt. They want to expand, but the people said bring Monk back to the land.
I had tears of joy rolling down my cheeks. The arrival and departure at the Red Lobster was broadcasting genius.
Every entree comes with two warm cheddar biscuits.
Keep up the good work.
As the new mayor of Wausau, I would welcome Red Lobster to our great city.
I can't wait to visit Wausau.
This is the legendary Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Are we still your favorite radio hosts of all time, Moms?
Absolutely.
Of course you are.
This is Grace Stankey, former Miss America 2023 nuclear engineer, and you're listening to the Wausau Business Show.
I like to refer to him as Robert W. Monk.
The number one show for and about Wausau.
What's that spell?
Yeah, you're going to Florida.
Are you kidding?
Okay, what's your favorite Wausau Business Show?
You guys.
Oh, okay, good answer.
The Wausau Business Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.